creation. It was a rare and precious pearl. Conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free, it was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
Welcome, Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast.
To every song.
But a new report says extreme anti-government militia movements are cropping up all over the country.
Rick, the Southern Poverty Law Center says these anti-government militia groups are gaining ground in the Midwest, Pacific Northwest, and the Deep South.
They're right-wing extremists with lots of guns and an axe to grind against the U.S. government.
Video is an example of how militias are making a comeback, according to a new report from the Southern Poverty Law Center. A Homeland Security assessment in April said recent arrests indicate the emergence of small, well-armed extremist groups in some rural areas. Lone wolves and small terrorist cells embracing violent right-wing extremist ideology are the most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States. A leader of the Michigan militia told us members of established militias like his, which do training on firearms and first aid, he described their ideology as pro-freedom and pro-constitution.
The idea that not in 10 or 12 years have we seen this level of activity, and as he said, all of this lacking is a spark.
Militia groups with anger towards the government are on the rise and regrouping, in fact, across the country. According to a new report from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the stress of the economy and a liberal administration,
any sort of government intervention or law enforcement getting involved in these groups might even strengthen their position.
This government intelligence report warns of a resurgence in right-wing extremist recruitment and radicalization activity. It cites rising unemployment, illegal immigration, fear of gun control.
Anti-government right-wing U.S. militias are on the rise with growing membership in the Midwest, Pacific West, and Deep South.
Both the department and the Southern Poverty Law Center say they are seeing some increase in those right-wing groups.
Mr. Hancock said, quote, this militia scare is what got them. It was all manufactured. The entire case was made up, just like Waco, by the same government he says that lied about 9/11. Said he knew all the Viper defendants, was good friends with one, and added, I've been feeling this coming again. It's the same people. It's Rahm Emanuel. It's Janet Napolitano. It's Hillary Clinton. All these were the same people who were doing it back then.
92% of you say a person concerned about borders and ports that are unsecured. If you're worried about illegal immigration, Second Amendment rights are a returning veteran from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It is not likely, as the Homeland Security Department suggests, to be a right-wing extremist. Are you listening, Janet Napolitano?
We will incarcerate people preventively. Preventive incarceration. Indefinite detention without trial. That's what this is. That's what President Obama proposed today, if you strip away the euphemisms. One civil liberties advocate told the New York Times today, quote, we've known that this was on the horizon for many years, but we were able to hold it off with George Bush. The idea that we might find ourselves fighting with the Obama administration over these powers is really stunning. And it is stunning, particularly to hear President Obama claim the power to keep people in prison indefinitely, with no charges against them, no conviction, no sentence, just imprisonment. It's particularly stunning to hear him make that claim in the middle of a speech that was all about the rule of law. How can a president speak the kind of poetry that President Obama does about the rule of law and call for the power to indefinitely, preventively imprison people because they might commit crimes in the future?
In our constitutional system, prolonged detention should not be the decision of any one man.
Folks, welcome to Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm joined
tonight by a friend. We're going to be talking on a wide variety of subjects. There's some news that I would like to share with you. If you go to resurrectorepublic.com, we just reposted an article by Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. All of you know what's going on in this country. We have this Marxist race war seeming to start. I use the term civil war loosely because this is similar in ideology to that was behind the American Civil War, which was no civil war, I assure you. And it is in my opinion, after talking with several people that and people in places of high regard, that there are some very dangerous times coming ahead of us. And if we are not prepared adequately, we very well may be in trouble. But this, out of just to give you an idea of what's going on, community college professor, anti-gunners must arm themselves. Anti-gunners storm the NRA headquarters and leave no survivors. Now, if I would have gone on Resurrect and said, you know what we need to do? We need to take all the liberals and we need to just arm ourselves and start the Democratic National Committee and kill everybody and leave no survivors. Where do you think I would be today? I'd be in jail. Is this Marxist in jail? Folks, we've discussed several times cultural Marxism, Marxism that is rising in this country. And I compare that with the right to free speech. Okay? Communist Marxist ideology is ideological subversion. It is not free speech. It would be free speech to profess to think that ideas may be incorporated, to implement policies, and this is what these politicians are doing. To implement Marxist communist policies is treason. There is no other way around it. I don't care what Congress has said. That's only after they were being infected by Marxists and Trotskyites. David, are you with me, brother?
Yes, I am. I am here.
Welcome, David Pruitt, to the show. We're just getting into a little bit of Freedom Outpost. Southern State Community College professor James Pierce took to Facebook in order to declare that anti-gunners like himself must arm themselves, storm the National Rifle Association headquarters, and make sure there are no survivors. His post was reported to local police by someone that rightfully saw it as a threat against members and staff. The report was then forwarded to the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, according to the Highland Press. Here's the post. This is from James Pierce on Facebook. Look, there's only one solution. A bunch of us anti-gun types are going to have to arm ourselves, storm the NRA headquarters in Fairfax, Virginia, and make sure there are no survivors. This action might also require coordinated hits at remote sites like Washington lobbyists. Then and only then. Well, some legislative action on assault weapons, yada, 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 yada. Oh, my brother. Now, see, this is what I've been saying all along. They're not anti-gun. They're anti-us having guns because we know what crap they're up to. That's my own personal opinion. They want to disarm the public so that we cannot stop their little workers of the world that didn't unite. Now they're using the morons and the idiots and the useful idiots of the world to unite because the workers of the world, when they realized they didn't unite because communism and socialism doesn't work, they had to reform their ideology to attack the culture, and then they find every seemingly oppressed class group and created quite a few of them to use as equal idiots and pawns for their game. Your comments, my brother.
Well, it's the typical thing, you know. It's kind of like the Muslims do. You know, the first thing they do is they do the stealth jihad. They try to integrate and they try to gain the momentum they need to go on a defensive jihad. Then what they do is they make themselves look like the victims. They start waving the bloody flag, using any situation they can to further their political agenda, which is not anti... I would say it's anti-life. It's, we will let you live if you fit into our box. We will let you live if you live by our way. We will let you live if you do what we tell you to. Welcome to the Fourth Reich.
Yes, sir.
That's their way. And then when they go on, then when they get their defensive jihad done, then they go to offensive jihad. That's when you have mass burials. That's when you have all these things. You know, I've been saying this for years. Guess what? I told every person, I told every single person that we have to pick and choose our fights carefully, because we have to have the high ground. We have to have the moral high ground and the lawful high ground. Notice I didn't say legal there.
Yes, and yes, I hate that word these days, you know.
I know, that's, thank you, Bar Association, for that one. But the big thing is, we have to educate ourselves, because knowledge is power, and guess what? In an empire of lies, truth becomes a revolutionary idea.
Sure does.
So,
it sure does.
I would say this is the example, this is the template of history. Those who claim they are most for your rights are the ones who are least for your rights. You know, I had a conversation. Now, I'm neither a Republican nor a Democrat. I'm a freaking American, okay?
So there's yep.
to it. Actually, because I am a resident of Nevada, or I should say, because I'm a citizen of Nevada, I'm not actually a citizen of America. But we can get into that some other time.
No, we're American. You can call us American nationals, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's an accurate term.
Yeah, there's many different ways to go about that. But the problem is that we, as Americans, are so... We as a people are so divided because we've allowed this divide-and-conquer mentality to rule us. Democrats, Republicans, you've got so many different... so many different arguments that are only meant to divide us. You know, the liberals are really good at asking the wrong questions. The question is not, how should we run our public school system? The question is, should the government be involved in public schools?
And the answer to that is no, because it's unconstitutional, because it's not in the enumerated powers. And I could go on from there. I've had Charlotte Iserbeet on the show, who very clearly explained to the Reagan administration that she worked for that these private corporations getting involved into these schools through the government, through their linking up with the government, was called corporate fascism, and wasn't that unconstitutional? Well, you know how long she probably lasted after that. But folks, for those of you who haven't heard, Charlotte is a deliberate dumbing down of America. That's exactly what we're talking about with that education system. Government should not have any role in education whatsoever.
If I read a real quick quote from...
Go ahead. This is this is an open floor for you and me tonight, or whoever wants to call in. Feel free to do so. But go ahead, brother.
Supreme Court of the United States of America, 1795. Inasmuch as every government is an artificial person, an abstraction, and a creation of mind only, a government can interface only with other artificial persons. The imaginary, having neither actuality nor substance, is foreclosed from creating and attaining parity with the tangible. The legal manifestation of this is that no government, as well as any law, agency, aspect, court, etc., can concern itself with anything other than corporate artificial persons and the contracts between them.
Mm-hmm.
You can see I go loaded in for bear when I go into court, but I read that to people. I've had law enforcement officers tell me that I could be charged with treason for quoting that to them.
Really?
Yeah.
I would love to have that. I'd love to have that on video.
Oh yeah, I actually have somewhere. I'm gonna have to dig it out for you. I have a officer telling me that I'm a terrorist for legally open carrying a weapon into my buddy's restaurant who invited me there.
Wow. Talk about communists, man. They're all brainwashed, dude. They're all brainwashed. They're not Americans anymore. Yeah. They call the thoughts and ideas of the founding principles of America right wing extremism. Now, I don't know about you. I know that the founders were a mixed lot of political ideologies, and the founding of the Republic and the belief in the Constitution. When you start calling that an ideology of domestic terror, it shows you, it just tells you who has gained control. I mean, it's very obvious that we are now, I mean, you look all over what's going on now with these cops that are getting gunned down. And look, Bruce and I expose all the time the unlawful nature of that created what we have as a standing army and police forces now. But a lot of these guys, they got into the job for all the right reasons. And now they're starting to find out that the orders that are coming down and the policies, more important, the policies, like some of the one ICE official that was in front of Congress, and they were talking about Obama's policies over law, and said, you know, would you enforce one of these policies if you had a law that went against it? And this lady said, well, I'm here to serve at the discretion of the president. No, you're not. You're here to serve at the discretion of the U.S. Constitution. This is the problem with political. We were in Georgia the other day to serve a citizen's arrest on a public official, and the police chief came out and he said, you know, the policy, this policy, that. Like, look, I give a damn about your policies or what's been done for the past 30 or 40 years. The law says that if we can prove a crime, you don't do anything. We can make a citizen's arrest and bring that person before a magistrate. Notice how we didn't say we could kidnap the person and hold them in some sort of detention in our barn somewhere, but you have to arrest them and bring them immediately before a magistrate, present your case, and let the magistrate decide. Well, this police chief is enforcing policy now over law. And you know, I asked him directly, are you saying that we can't make a citizen's arrest? You're refusing to do your job. Are you saying that citizens' arrests don't exist? And we had the law, the case law, in our hands for that and a whole lot more, proving their violations, proving they lied under oath. Direct, irrefutable, uncontrovertible evidence, okay, that shows that they broke the law. Well, when the police don't act, what do you do? These are... this has been done like a brush across America, where people are under the impression that the police are the final arbiter of what is legal or lawful and what is not. And that is, to me, mind-numbing. Coming from the son of a judge, I can tell you that many police officers contacted my father to try and gain search warrants. The search warrants weren't worth the paper that they were written upon. They had no idea. I mean, they don't have an idea of the law. They're not taught the idea. As a matter of fact, there have been officers that I've spoken to recently said they haven't taught the Constitution in over 30 or 40 years to officers in police academy. And I mean, dude, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. We got people like Bruce Ray Riggs running for House. I'm reaching out and trying to do everything I can to help him. And we're receiving, like, I mean, the most minimal of support. People are just not taking us while their country is being swept up in Marxist communism. I mean, we need to look to people that will take a stand. We need to look to leaders that will do something about it. One of those such leaders I want to talk about real quick before we go to break. Real quick. Sheriff Rad Rogers. Hey, shut your mouth. Talking about on the other side here, I just want to give him a commendation. Sheriff Brad Rogers, my hat's off to you, sir. You're an American patriot. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Truth Radio Podcast on RVN. Oath Keeper Sheriff blocks feds from raiding local farmer. Indiana, Elkhart County Sheriff Brad Rogers successfully stood up for his constituents in a showdown when Food and Drug Administration sent in some federal officials to pester a raw milk and organic food farmer. Sheriff Brad Rogers followed up on a complaint from a local farmer, David Hostetler, and discovered that he would use his position to side with him because he saw that there was no justified cause for the obtrusive inspections that have been going on since 2011, around twice a month. They were searching for a reason to shut down Forest Grove Dairy Farm. So Roger stepped in and blocked it. Then he started speaking out about it. The big agriculture backed the FDA along with the Department of Justice started the harassment approximately 4 years ago just because the hardworking farmers producing raw milk and supplying some of the organic food to co-ops, non-GMO. Thankfully, the government's steady war on small farmers was halted in this particular case. Sheriff Rogers authored a 600-word breakdown of an ordeal for a local newspaper in his contribution column called Ask the Sheriff. Specifically, the FDA was inspecting his farm without a warrant as much as every 2 weeks. Typical inspections occur annually. The Department of Justice had subpoenaed him for a grand jury in Michigan in which he was to bring his production documents. Thank you, Stasi. The feds wanted to make this farmer an example. Rogers continued, my research concluded that no one was getting sick from the distribution of this raw milk. It appeared to be harassment by the FDA and the DOJ and making unconstitutional searches, in my opinion. The farmer told me that he no longer wished to cooperate with the inspection of his property. Sheriff Rogers wrote to the DOJ and let them know that he would take action if the federal inspectors came without a signed warrant that specified probable cause to give a clear reason as to why they needed to conduct their invasive searches. I understand that you've made recent requests to the farmer for documents and you appear before a grand jury. He has a number of inspections and attempted inspections on his farm within Elkhart County. This is notice that any further attempts to inspect his farm without a warrant signed by a judge based on probable cause will result in federal inspectors' removal or arrest for trespassing by my officers or I. In addition, if any further action is taken by the federal government on the farmer while he is in Elkhart County, I will expect that you or federal authorities can contact my office prior to such action. I will expect you to forward this information to your federal associates, including the FDA. Soon after this letter was sent, all inspections stopped. Now, folks, do you see why we're trying to do what we're doing? This can work when you have a man of integrity and a man with what's the word that I can say on the air? Well, I can say it in Italian, coglioni. When you have a man with coglioni who can stand up and is not afraid, he'll take care of his constituency. This is the same man that came out to the Bundy Ranch that I spent a lot of time with. And I don't know what it is in the mindset of America. We got behind a man there in Texas, in the county we were in there. His name was Carl Pittman. He wanted to start a constitutional academy for all of his officers, making it mandatory that they get credits from the constitutional academy to teach them their responsibility. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have a message from David Fry from Inside the Federal Holding and more from David Pruitt, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Like your parents both did, everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Disease, you're parasitical prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to de-louse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the teeth while taking Americans' guns. And all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they've done. Just take a look what they've done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein. Playing God with Assad's democratic regime. All over your Talmud vision, ISIS is seen. But that big plasma screen is a crisis machine. High definition for the Goyim. Holy Hola hoax, Ilya Ehrenberg's dream. There's too many facets for you to understand the plan for plundering opium and lithium in Afghanistan to justifying a fraudulent crisis to attack Iran and finalize the greater Israel by taking Pakistan. Just look at the blue borders on their vile flag. The designer of that thing is a foul flag. Acting like it represents Talita, this
welcome
and that.
Back.
I have seen the 1947 Rabbi Fishman map.
Director Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam's Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, we are an eclectic group. I am primarily, I hold conservative values, as you can see. Also, I am anti-war. War is a racket, General Smedley Butler. I urge everyone to read that book, and it will outline how fascism did try and take over already. And it's a form of fascism that's fused with cultural Marxism. So I've kind of coined a new phrase. I haven't seen it used a lot, but I call it commu-fascism because that's what it is. It's a hybrid of the two. You have corporate fascism, of course, and cultural Marxism fused. This is what we see going on. We see corporate law enforcement being pitted against Marxist groups. And while many patriots, with all of these, or for lack of a better term, with all of these psyops going on to propagandize the people, it has come to a head. I believe that a lot of it is a mass distraction for what is going to be a coming collapse. This is guaranteed to happen. Ron Paul has made this very clear, that the currency that we have, which is not based on anything, it only has a certain life, and right now it's running on vapor. So the fellow that I have on the show today is a prepper. He's a firearms, or not, I shouldn't use that word. As a matter of fact, why don't I let you describe who and what you are, and there you go, brother. I don't want to use the incorrect terms.
I am an empowerer. I don't like using the word prepper or any of those things because I hate to say it, but all those things, like the word survivalist, was purposely created to divide our people. I think that empowering people, we should call ourselves empowers. We are trying to empower individuals, because when you teach someone how to live off the grid, who can defend themselves, they can feed their family, and they can provide for themselves on very little to almost nothing, I think that when we do that, we're actually empowering people. When they're eating healthy, non-GMO, high nutrient density foods, when they are able to raise their own meats to slaughter and hunt and do all those things, when we're able to empower people on that level, it takes the power away from the government and empowers it back to the people. That's what we need to focus on. I've been into tactical training. I've been into that for a while. I've done the blacksmithing. I've done quite a bit of it. I've done consulting on I call it off-grid consulting, but, you know, I've done all this, and what I found is that very few are willing to commit wholeheartedly to actually empowering themselves. It's a scary thing. When you have that much power, a lot of people don't trust themselves with that much power. When you're able to empower yourself, take over your own destiny, and when you're able to do that, it scares a lot of people. So I'm basically here because Tom and I have talked, guys, and he wants me to come answer any questions I can for you guys. We're just going to kind of let this organically evolve, this this conversation, and kind of let it go where it goes. I know he said firearms. I am solely into defensive tools, guys.
Defensive tools.
And I recommend stop using the word firearms. Because many times we set ourselves up for failure when we use those certain terms. We must be very, very wise. We must be careful how we define both ourselves and what we're doing, because definitions are everything. So that's basically who I am. You know, I'm nothing special. I'm just a guy who chose to took the initiative to empower myself so that I may empower others.
Yes, sir. Well, that is a noble service, and you've done a lot of videos offering your advice to people. And I want to get these videos out to the people as well, and I understand a lot of them have been removed from the internet. So we're going to be working together to try and bring some of these very extremely informative videos to you. If we have to retake them, so be it. But folks, what I need to do is I need to get him here so that he can help with the campaign and he can help us build a coalition of support for pro-constitutional republic government. We have, in just the past couple weeks, seen a breakdown in the system with just the ability to go. Now, we know that the police have no legal obligation to protect us. In the Heller case, that was determined by the United States Supreme Court. It is not a subject for dispute. I mean, people out there are disputing it, but in they're doing so ill-informed. So we have to prepare ourselves for whatever comes. Let's not prepare and say, well, we're just preparing for the government takeover. It's not just treason from within the government we need to worry about. Look at these Marxist groups. They're pitting them, a corporate fascist law, a legal system, against, and it has become that way because one cannot operate amongst their system the way they used to without an attorney. And why I say that is there was $500,000+ that was absconded with from a friend of mine's trust. We went to the sheriff's department and with a forged signature that accomplished this task. And they basically said, well, we have suspicion, but we need evidence. Okay, we'll go find it. Oh, well, no, they don't do that anymore, I guess. I mean, they literally just gave us a police report on a $500,000 crime. No investigator, no detective, no anything. We twice going back. So we hired our own handwriting. She hired our own handwriting analysis expert who absolutely determined, as a matter of fact, that it was a forgery. And only then would they even allow the case number to remain open. There is a breakdown in the system that exists to protect people from crimes that have been committed even. Now, it used to be that that crime had to occur before law enforcement could step in. Now, a crime has to occur and you have to go and gather your own evidence and hire your own investigators. And I thought that's what your tax money paid to your locale. Well, we have folks like Sheriff Brad Rogers, who I've said, who are willing to take a stand against this unlawful nature. He was on a clip in Fox News. Can you roll that clip, Mike?
One Indiana sheriff says that President Obama makes good on a promise to issue an executive order requiring law enforcement to register guns. He would ignore it. Wow. That sheriff from Elkhart County, Indiana, Brad Rogers, joins us right now. Sheriff, we know the president has not issued this executive order, but why in your mind would you defy it should it come down?
Well, the rhetoric that's occurring from anti-gun people, including the president, would suggest that something like this could happen. So, you know, you got rhetoric like the president, just moments after the Oregon shooting, he comes on the air and says he's politicizing it, and then says that, quite frankly, we should be like other countries like Australia and Great Britain, both of which have banned and confiscated firearms.
So you're on WNIT's Politically Speaking, and you impromptu ask, by the way, if this comes down and if the president thinks he can do it, it's going to stop in my county. Now, you're a law enforcement guy. How do you rationalize, define what would be an executive order?
Well, you know, law enforcement officers take an oath of office just like any elected official or any government official. Article 6, Section 3 of the Constitution provides for that oath of office. Right. And it says that I will uphold the Constitution, I will defend the Constitution to the best of my ability, so help me God. And when there's laws or orders that violate that Constitution, I don't have to obey them.
Sheriff, I know you know and you do state that you are upset, like everybody else, about these school shootings. You do want to see something change. What would you like to see change? What can we do to stop what we all agree has to stop?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it's a reasonable conversation. Like the anti-gun people say, let's have a reasonable conversation about gun laws. I say let's have a reasonable conversation about getting rid of gun-free zones and that are kill zones. And why wouldn't we want to protect our greatest treasures, our children? We protect our politicians. We protect our VIPs with armed guards. But yeah, we won't protect our children. That doesn't make sense.
Right. And do you think other sheriffs feel the same way you do?
Oh, absolutely. They're maybe not quite as vocal as I am, but there's quite a few pro-Second Amendment sheriffs and chiefs out there. In fact, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association has put together a list of those sheriffs that have vowed not to enforce any anti-Second Amendment laws or orders.
Right. So if the executive order comes down, Sheriff Brad Rogers will not be adhering to it, and it will be game on. Sheriff, thanks so much.
Now you see, what does it take? What does it take to defeat these people? but a man with integrity and courage. And these are the people we need to be rallying behind. Now, this is one of the things that it kills me with the rhetoric called anti-government. Folks like me have been called anti-government. At the same time, we're standing for sheriffs. The insanity of the rhetoric is mind-numbing at times. It really is. Folks, feel free to call in and comment, ask any questions or ask any questions of our guest. He is a defensive tool specialist, someone who's worked on the campaign before campaigns. Some of people that that went pretty far. Some people, you guys believe you got a sheriff elected, and you did stand for Gordon Martinez, who I interviewed when I went out to the Bundy Ranch. He was the fella that arrested O.J. Simpson the latter time around. He also was, when he ran for sheriff, was I believe there was an assassination attempt on Mr. Martinez that he spoke about in our interview. I believe he actually was hit with lead. He survived the incident, and he went on to run unafraid, unencumbered. Why? Because he has intestinal fortitude. Like I think we need. He was an open and avowed constitutional sheriff. And these are the type of folks that we need to get in there. Folks, I would like to get David out here to work on Bruce Ray's campaign. You guys know what Bruce Ray stands for, and he's making a very big sacrifice by being even willing to run in the de facto. For obvious reasons, it creates conflicts of interest because of our research, but folks, just like the Marxists have infected our government, we need to take back this nation. We need to do it by standing up and doing something about it. We can't just sit around and do nothing about it. I need you to go to resurrectrepublic.com, click on that PayPal button, send me some donations, or you can go to, if you want the cleaner, more easier site, rtrtruthmedia.com. Which was set up for the Hammonds and the folks in Oregon. And Mike, how long do we have until? Do I have time to run the David Frye update? Okay, do me a favor, folks. I want you to hear this from David Frye. This is a guy I got to know and respect. I know he said a lot of things that ticked some people off, but he is essentially to our RBN audience right down your alley. So here's David Frye from Federal Holding.
Hey, hello everyone. It's Derek right here again. Basically, everybody heard by now the good news. They dropped one of the charges, the criminal violence charge, which carried a 5-year minimum and a max of life. They decided that one was not right to charge. So thank Judge Brown for making that decision. Nice. Let's see, I got two letters in the meantime. I got one from Pete Clark, talking about some meteor going on over there in Arizona. Kind of interesting. I got one from, I can't read this one. It's the one with the little wolf on the picture, so, thanks for that, too. You know who you are. And then also, Roy Plum, he sent something that maybe should probably get some attention. It's, there's a website he started called Rancher Lives Matter. The three-part plan to restore constitutional government. That's pretty cool. He got a little business card thing. He got a picture of LaVoy's family in the back, all standing in front of LaVoy's casket that was made by his sons. It's kind of interesting. It's a really nice picture. And he's also got some page called LatterDayBanners.com, and I guess he's doing some things there. He's got a discount code of 20% if you use LaVoy. That's what I'm using to spread some messages going on there. So maybe check that out if you can. I can't, but you guys can. Good. Other than that, not too much else going on. I tried to send in a grievance the other day, and one of the guards just trashed it. Kind of a ridiculous procedure. The guards can just trash your grievances. again. But that was the kind of unconstitutional crap that goes on here. Other than that, not too much. Another day in paradise. One more thing. I guess I always keep forgetting to mention the protests outside the support people. Thank you guys all for that. It's pretty cool to see you in here. I guess with that said, everyone, have a good night. God bless.
Well, folks, we will be back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm a human hologram. I can see your sheepish laugh. You really want to feel the burn. Will you people ever learn? Are you in love with killery? Your motherfucker's killing me. As far as I'm concerned, you were misinformed, huh? If you don't cast the vote for Donald Trump.
It's an endless battle for supremacy. You never know from day to day who just may be your enemy. You better learn how to navigate the bedlam, or chances are you just may have a date with Red Rum. You couldn't be that Pollyannish to think even a head of state couldn't simply vanish into the thick mist, grown with the quickness, just like they gave the Goyim fiat money for Christmas. You indeed do do, it's a prudent bet when communists are making promises to pay your student debt. All your leaders are beholden to a mutant set. I can't believe the Goyim haven't figured out it's Jewish yet.
Welcome back.
Their innate gift in making racism.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Folks, you want to know what you're facing? I'll show you what you're facing. Here is a member of government
who should be arrested for communist ideological subversion, and some explanation from a man who knows all too well about it. Please roll that clip.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Americans, mobilize. Stand together, stand tall. Tell the government you're mad as hell. No longer cooperate with the government. Do not accept the national ID card.
This is Tom from Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. What you're about to see is extremely serious. It needs to be addressed, and we cannot allow it to go on for very much longer, or we're going to have some serious problems. Open communism.
City council meeting. Not
communists shouldn't be living in society.
Be in an American city?
In a society where there are people who aren't communists.
That was a council member.
Councilman Bielstein, I have a question for you. Are you a communist?
Sure.
You are a communist?
Sure.
You're outright admitting you're a communist.
Aren't you?
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently...
As Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. Most of the activity of that department was to compile huge amount, volume of information on individuals who were instrumental in creating public opinion. Publishers, editors, journalists, actors, educationalists, professors of political science, members of parliament, representatives of business circles. Most of these people were divided roughly into groups. Those who would toe the Soviet foreign policy, they would be promoted to the positions of power through media and public opinion manipulation, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system.
Aren't I?
You're not a communist?
I'm not a communist.
Oh, I don't think you should be here then.
You like Karl Marx. You worship his work.
If you're not a communist, then Mike Feilstein, city councilor in Corvallis, Oregon, you shouldn't be in America if you're not a communist. Wake up, folks. They're coming. They're coming. See you on the other side. Hang on. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.